Welcome to Great Loop Radio, brought to you by America's Great Loop Cruisers Association. We're dedicated to sharing Great Loop information and inspiration with those actively cruising, planning for, or dreaming about a Great Loop adventure. This is Kim Russo. I'm the director of AGLCA. Today, my guest is Stephen Winter, who is the managing director of Nebo, which is a great boating app that allows you to keep in touch with your boating friends and see where they are on their journeys. Before I bring in Stephen, I want to take a moment to recognize and thank our Admiral level sponsors who support AGLCA at the highest level. They are Beneteau, Curtis Stokes and Associates, Dog River Marina, Passage Maker Trawler Fest, Skipper Bob Publications, and Waterway Guide Media. As always, we encourage our listeners to support these businesses that support the Great Loop. And with that out of the way, I want to bring in Stephen Winter. Stephen, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks very much, Kim. It's an honor to be part of it.
Yeah, we're very excited. As I mentioned in the intro, Nebo is a great app that a lot of our members have been using for a bit now. And we are about to launch a group specific to Great Loopers on Nebo, which is super exciting for us. And I love the way this came about. It came about kind of organically as that our members were using and loving the app to begin with. And it was a big improvement over the way we were letting members see where each other were before. So I'm really happy that we can work together to get this released. But tell us to start with, how did Nebo start? Where did it come from?
Well, Kim, Nebo started really because I kept losing my logbooks. I kept mislaying them. So we have a, here in Australia, we have a 60-foot wooden boat actually built in Seattle and brought out by some crazy fellow to Australia some years ago. But we have it now and love it. And, of course, I wanted to keep accurate logs. And if I mislaid the book, I stopped recording logs and everything got out of whack and I wouldn't start it up again. So I had an idea, it probably germinated from my previous working life in mapping and spatial technologies in mineral exploration of all things. But I had an idea to use the GPS track generated or potentially generated by an iPhone or an Android device and to trigger log events as they cross spatial boundaries, I guess. So I'm getting into it a bit too much, but we decided to undertake a very large task of generating or creating geofences around areas of boating activity, bays and marinas and so forth. And that meant that when someone using Nebo went through one of those boundaries, we could generate a log entry. So arrived at Fremantle Harbour here in Perth and went under this bridge and so forth. So anyway, we came up with that concept, developed a prototype, showed it to Sunsail in Croatia, actually, and they loved it, and we pushed on from there. Some of the other aspects about the community and social aspects that we'll probably talk about later, I hope, just developed from there as well.
Mm-hmm. And let's go ahead and talk about some of those aspects, because AGLCA has a member locator that wasn't quite meeting the needs of our members, which is why I think they were so quick to adopt Nebo. But there is that social aspect, but there is also kind of the voyage tracking feature that you mentioned was kind of the early reason for developing Nebo. But dive into those features a little bit more and tell us what boaters are using them to do.
Yeah, sure. So the primary thing is voyage logging. And, you know, as I explained a little bit before, the difference between Nebo and other tracking apps and so forth is the fact that we generate a textual log to accompany the voyage track, and that makes it quite unique. And we also summarize all of that information into a monthly report at the end of each month. So that's voyage tracking. The community aspect of it, at the moment, we support skippers being able to message each other. So if you turn up in a bay or marina and you see another boat also using Nebo, you can tap on that boat and message that skipper. You don't need to know them. You don't need to know their mobile phone number or cell number or anything like that. They can accept your message or block you, and you can establish that, start establishing that network and so forth. So simple messaging is there at the moment. And also, just like in Facebook, you can friend people. So you could look for someone else on Nebo, ask them to be your friend, and then from then on, they can see your voyages if you choose them to in their feed, and you can share photos and so forth with them as well. So there's the friend concept. We're experimenting, and we've done some work making private groups. So groups of individuals could make a group that and restrict their activity within that group. We had an attempt at doing that a little while ago. Didn't really like it, so we pulled it out. But it's definitely something that we want to do for the on the social side of things in Nebo.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry, Kim, I think there's one other aspect that's quite important, and that's the safety. So, you know, Nebo isn't a safety tool. It's also not a navigation tool. But making your vessel's location viewable to others around you and trackable by friends and family on land, we think that complements, you know, normal safety regimes. And it's something that, you know, we would really like to expand on with input from our users. And, you know, we could do things like a log-in, log-out function from regional Coast Guard or rescue groups and, you know, perhaps allowing a skipper to ask for assistance from any boats who happen to be within X nautical miles. So, as I say, Nebo isn't primarily a safety solution, but there's a lot of things that we can do there to, you know, help people be safer on the water, and I think we probably should.
And I agree, there are definitely some safety benefits. Let's kind of stick with some of those social aspects for a minute and dive into those a bit. You mentioned from a safety standpoint that you have the ability to let land-based friends kind of follow your journeys, which is important for loopers who are doing this very unique, very long-distance trip and have family and friends back home who might like to see where the boat is. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
Yeah, so there's a couple of ways that friends and family at home can keep track of you if you're completing the loop and using Nebo. So firstly, those at home could download Nebo and then just view the progression of their friend's boat around the loop as anyone who's actually skippering a boat. So they just wouldn't start a voyage. They'd just sit in their lounge room and use Nebo. And the second way is for the skipper or whoever's on the boat using Nebo to send what we call a TrackMe link to anyone, and they can this can be easily sent. You know, just tap a button and send it via Messenger or SMS or email, and it's just a little web URL, and whoever receives that can tap it, and they'll see a little website that shows the location of the vessel at that time. So they don't need to have downloaded Nebo to get that functionality. Now, there's been some feedback from a number of your members, actually, that they'd like to see that incorporated into a blog, into a website. So a lot of the information about the journey, as well as the current location, can be inserted automatically into that blog. That's something we could definitely look at. Because I know many of your members do keep blogs up to date as they're going around the loop.
They do. But so I think it's great that, well, first of all, anybody can use Nebo. It is a free app, so family and friends can do it that way. They will then see lots of other boats, which may or may not interest them. So the tracking link that you can send to people I thought was really interesting, because then it shows them just your boat and just your journey, which I think for non-boating friends at home is probably what they're looking to see. So I think that's a great feature for loopers. Tell us a little bit also more about the concept of finding other boats and finding friends. So, for example, can you search for others? And if so, are you searching on their boat name or the skipper's name, or how does that work?
Yes. So in Nebo, you can search, just putting aside the friend concept at the moment, in Nebo you can search for either a boat or a skipper just from the front map interface of Nebo. And Nebo, if it finds that boat, will zoom in and you'll see it there. For the friends, there's a separate module for that. So you open up the friends page and search for a particular person. That sends a request. Oh, sorry, you tap on them when you find them. That sends them a request, and they can choose to either be your friend or not be your friend. So it's very similar to a Facebook type concept.
And once someone is your friend on Nebo, what's different about what you see and know about them? Because I know when you just open it up, if people have made themselves visible, you can see the boat names, details about the boat and the skipper. So what happens that's different once you've made them your friend?
So there's two primary things at the moment, and certainly we want to expand on some of these things and add new features based around friends and groups. Firstly, if someone is your friend, you can choose to send your voyage track and photos and so forth directly to them. Sorry, it happens automatically. It just goes into their feed. And secondly, you can choose to make your vessel's location visible only to your group of friends. So at the moment, the privacy settings in Nebo are you can have your vessel location shown to everyone, to your friends, or to nobody.
Okay, so lots of features there that can help you maintain some privacy if that is your preference.
Gotcha.
Let's jump back, if we can, a minute to the voyage tracking, because I think that's something, as I said, AGLCA was kind of interested in adopting Nebo as our official locator app, because it's something that people have asked for a long time, and the previous solution was really not quite measuring up. But something that we haven't had that I think is very useful for our members is the voyage tracking and the reports that Nebo will send to them. So tell us a little bit more about that, because I know that there are ways that people can add information to the report as well. So can you share those details with us?
Yeah, sure. So by default, as soon as you finish a voyage, Nebo will generate your voyage report and email it to you. So we used to do it up until about a month ago every night, but now we do it immediately that your voyage is completed. So that voyage report is emailed as a PDF, and the first page of the PDF shows a map of where you've been with your track coloured by speed. The second page includes all of the automatically generated log entries. So that includes inserting weather readings automatically, periodically through the log, and certainly at the start and finish of the journey. And it includes all of the geofence triggers that you've generated on your track. And that means every time you've gone through one of our polygons, one of our geofences that defines, say, a marina or a bay, then there'll be a log entry saying that you departed that area at that time, or you arrived there, or you went under this bridge. And interestingly, for loopers, we also include all of the mile markers automatically around the loop. Well, at least on the Intracoastal Waterway.
Right.
Now, that's the automatic side of things. If you happen to take photos, as you probably do want to do on the loop, they will also be included, and their location will be shown on the map on the front page as well, just as a bit of a reference. And by popular demand late last year, we added the ability to add manual log entries, so you can just write a text log entry, something about the weather conditions or anything that you like, and that will be inserted into the log as well. And we probably should have had that there from the start.
So lots of great features there that AGLCA hasn't really offered through a partner in any way to members before. So I'm excited about that as well. How many users does Nebo have worldwide?
So we've got almost exactly 20,000 skippers registered in Nebo at the moment. Most of them would have come on board via word of mouth, you know, listening to Herb Seaton and others in the AGLCA saying they must get onto it. And that's helped us grow, you know, a little bit virally to that extent. I think we need to spend a bit more on targeted marketing this year and see those numbers grow significantly more than that. Certainly, it's a global solution. We have most users at the moment in the United States, more there than I think actually about 60% of voyages generated in Nebo are undertaken in the United States. Australia is after that, I guess, naturally, and then some of the European countries.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some European charter fleets and things like that that were early adopters of Nebo. What do you think it is about the app that makes it popular with groups like that and AGLCA?
Well, I think, firstly, I think the charter groups and groups like AGLCA are a little bit different because people going on a charter holiday are there to have a good time, and it's I know you have a good time on the loop, and I wish I could be doing it, but it's just a little bit different. So the I imagine skippers and their companions on the Great Loop are really focused on, you know, on the journey, on navigating, on safely getting their boat through, and Nebo can form part of that process. So they really love the idea that they can, you know, record their voyage and socialise with others, and I think also feel safer on the water knowing, you know, that their location is visible to others and that others have their back and can help them if need be. It's also, you know, on the charter holidays, well, I think there's a bit of an aspect of, you know, we want to show off to people back home that we're having such a good time on this holiday. So the fact that you can click a button in Nebo and publish your voyage map and some photos to Facebook, for instance, is important in that instance. But they go away, they go home from a charter holiday with the nice logs, the nice log entries and so forth that we've been talking about, and all the photos compiled nicely as well.
Right. So let's take a quick break and play a message from one of our sponsors. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the release of the app, the update that's about to happen that has some specific info for AGLCA, and also talk about how members, you know, from a how-to standpoint, how they download and get the app started up. So we will be back in a moment.
Did you know that every mile of the Great Loop is covered by Skipper Bob Guides? Its mile-by-mile format is a great planning tool and essential at the helm. On the most popular routes and side trips, Skipper Bob covers preparation, navigation, bridges and locks, and the best places to visit. Skipper Bob Guides are updated each year, and its website keeps you current with navigation alerts and cruising news. To check it out, go to skipperbob.net. Skipper Bob is a proud Admiral sponsor of AGLCA.
We're back on Great Loop Radio. Today we are chatting with Stephen Winter, who is with Nebo. Nebo is an app that AGLCA has adopted as our official group locator app, and it does that plus more that we're talking about. So, Stephen, tell us about the app update that, if you're listening to this podcast shortly after it is released, which would be March 1st of 2019, a release of the app is about to happen. Tell us about that and what features it includes for AGLCA members.
Sure. So the most visible feature will be the boat icon. So at the moment, we show all of the boats in Nebo with a little white boat icon that rotates to show the direction that it's travelling if it's underway. So if you're an AGLCA member from roughly about 2 days from now, around March the 1st, that boat icon will change to an AGLCA logo. It's pretty small, but if you know what you're looking for, that's what it is. With also with a rotating arrow around the circumference of that logo. So I guess that's the key thing that will be released with this this version. The fact that you can see at a glance that the boat that's travelling down the river or around the bend a bit ahead of you is an AGLCA member. And, of course, you could tap on that boat and send them a message and ask them, you know, what's coming around the bend that you can't see. We'll also be putting that AGLCA logo on the PDF report that gets sent after each voyage. And that's the primary aim of this release, is to get those two features out there, make members easily identifiable to each other and have that AGLCA logo on the report as well. All of the privacy mechanisms that we saw before are still there. If you choose not to be visible to other members and to other vessels, you can choose to do that. Now, I'll give you, there's one other little sneak peek at what we'll be releasing. No one else knows about this, but one of the main requests, you know, sort of help desk requests we get from people, including from AGLCA members, is to resend those voyage reports that we've been talking about. And we can do that manually, but it's a bit of a process and sometimes there's a delay. In fact, I'm looking at an email right now from one of your members that has made that request. So we're adding the ability to let you generate that PDF log report at any stage. So simply scroll to the day of the report that you're missing for whatever reason, because you've lost it or it hasn't been sent or it's been lost in the ether, and you just regenerate it and you'll receive it again as planned. Sounds simple, but it's a significant volume of this requests.
Yes, so sure.
I think that's about it for the current release, and we'll be, look, we, as you know, Kim, we did a survey of your members not so long ago, and I think some of those details will be published in the newsletter that's going out. But we had some really good feedback about what features we should prioritise and where we should slot them into the roadmap. Of course, everything tends to be high priority, but we were able to get granular enough to see what is the key thing. And I think everyone will be pretty pleased that the one that came out on top was the desire to be able to show your whole loop journey on one map. And yeah, we'll certainly be undertaking to put that at the top of the priority list.
Yeah, and we appreciate that. And Stephen and your team have been so responsive to what loopers have been requesting. So we certainly appreciate that, and that's made the transition a little bit easier. For our members who perhaps are using the Meets feature in the AGLCA app, we will be retiring that shortly in favor of Nebo. And basically with the release of the markers that show AGLCA members, Nebo does everything plus some that Meets did. Meets would show you all members who had logged in, but that's it. So basically, you'll see more boats on Nebo, but AGLCA boats will be marked now as of this new release. So Stephen, perhaps for people who don't yet have the app, or for people who are going to need to update it for this release, tell us, you know, what's kind of the best use of the app? How do you use it, starting from when you download it?
Right. Well, hopefully it's easy.
And it is. So, it's very easy because I've done it myself.
Well, so yeah, you go to our website or go to either of the app stores and search for Nebo. Now there is a Nebo note-taking app out there that isn't the Nebo voyage logging app. So don't be confused. In fact, talking about help desk requests before, we get a couple a week for people wanting to know how to take notes in the Nebo note-taking app. But try not to download that one. Anyway, so you download it, set up an account, and you know we have to gather some details to be able to provide you with the service. So the basic details are username and email and password, so we can send you the voyage reports and so forth. You can add boat details in, and I'd encourage people to add you know, as much detail as they are comfortable with about their boat, you know, the length and so forth. And there's a spot there where you can put a number of photos of the boat. It's not restricted to one. So if you put in multiple photos of your vessel, then other users will be able to view all of them, just scroll through them when they tap on your boat and see them. There's one thing that is probably worth thinking about a bit, and that's how to handle having multiple people on the one vessel using the same Nebo account. And I guess the key thing is to only have one account. So have someone, let's call them the skipper at the moment, log in, make an account in Nebo and register the boat details. And then and there's a frequently asked questions description about this on our website, they should invite the other person or the other people on the vessel to use that same boat. So rather than having two vessels, you know, one person with, you know, has made a boat called Saratoga, and the next person makes another boat called Saratoga and Nebo, just make one and use that. And yeah, as I said, there's a frequently asked questions section that describes how to do that. Sorry, Kim.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you know, and once you start you've made your account, then you just get out on the water, tap start, make sure your phone or tablet is on charge, because like any GPS using app, it will use up your battery reasonably quickly. Make sure it's on charge. Make sure it's in a good location to get a GPS signal, and off you go. And you can leave it there until you stop, and then you just click stop. And along the way, and any time through the day, you can take photos and apps, and they will photos and notes, and they'll all be included in your voyage log at the end of the day.
And it really is, I mean, we're talking a couple of minutes for the setup. It really is super simple. I do want to mention for our members that the way we are identifying AGLCA members for Nebo to display the specific icon is based on email address, because that's a key field that both Nebo and AGLCA collect. So if by any chance you are using a different email address for your Nebo setup versus your AGLCA account, you're going to want to make sure you sync those so you're using the same email address in both places. Because I do kind of anticipate once we release this, we're probably going to get some people who go, well, I'm a member, but my boat is still showing as a boat icon, not as a AGLCA icon. That's the most, I would suspect that that's going to be the most frequent reason that happens. So keep that in mind, and you can update your email address in the AGLCA system by just going to your profile on the greatloop.org website, and that will allow us to transfer that data over to Nebo and get everything synced up. So keep that in mind. Stephen, one of the things that we saw with the Meets app, or the Meets function of the app that we had been using, is that there was a limited amount of time that members could be shown in a specific place before they dropped off the map if they didn't log in and update that information. How does that work with Nebo? How long are you visible, or is it forever unless you change your position?
Yeah, no, that's a really good question, Kim, because it was quite a topical one on the forum and with a number of your members a couple of months ago. So we drop the boats off as well, off the map. Otherwise, it becomes cluttered with boats that aren't undertaking voyages and so forth, and it's not particularly useful. But we did have that set at 3 days, and that was not great for your members, say, that left a vessel in a marina and went home somewhere else in the country for Christmas and didn't come back for a number of weeks, because, you know, the vessel was there, but it wasn't being shown on Nebo. So we've increased that now. We first increased it to 10 days to give that a bit of a test, and now we've actually increased it to a month. And it doesn't seem to be making the map too cluttered. You know, we'll obviously keep an eye on that as we hopefully get more and more members. But at the moment, we drop the boat locations off the map if the boat hasn't moved for that, you know, within that period. There was a really good suggestion that came through the survey and also, I think, also on the forum to allow members to manually say, I'm going to be away for 6 weeks or pick some date. So keep me alive in this location for that length of time. And I think we could reasonably implement that. I think it's a good idea.
You have shared some details about some future developments like a Nebo tracker. So fill us in on what that is. And I know you've polled our members on parameters surrounding that. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure. So I think the Nebo tracker is pretty cool. It's a small device. We've been testing it now for a little while. It's a small GPS device that has a SIM card in it as well. And it's easily installed on a boat, you know, just to a 12, you know, anything between 12 and 32 volts, I think, is a power supply. You know, I installed mine myself in about 5 or 10 minutes, and I'm certainly not a marine electrician. But It's easily installed, and the key thing to it, and the reason it's exciting, I think, well, one of the reasons is that you never have to remember to start and stop Nevo again. Whenever your boat moves, it will start logging that voyage, logging a voyage in Nevo, and when you stop moving after a particular amount of time, which we can control, it stops that voyage, and then you'll get your voyage report immediately. So even if you don't have your phone with you, if you've dropped it overboard or it's run out of battery, you will get every single section of your looping journey logged in Nevo. So I think it's really good. You know, there's safety items around that as well. You know, it's the fact that you are always visible if you choose to be. It's not, doesn't rely on you having to start and stop Nevo. So there was a good, a good and varied response, I think, to the tracker idea in the survey. Many people, I think, thought it was a great idea. Some people said they would buy it. Because there will be a cost, you know. Nevo is a free app, and we'll always maintain the free app. But there'll be a cost for the trackers, of course. You know, some people said that they would buy it regardless of cost, but there was certainly some pushback on cost as well. And look, we've taken that on board, and we've talked to the manufacturers and the SIM card suppliers and everything, and we think we can drastically reduce that to a level, I think, that if you think the features are good enough, I don't think price is going to be a barrier. But anyway, we'll certainly make sure that we get those details out, if you agree, Kim, onto the forum as soon as we can, and we'd be very happy to you know, provide the first ones to the AGLCA community, if, you know, yeah, it's entirely optional if they'd like to take them on board.
Yeah, and we very much, you know, I think it's a brilliant idea, a lot of that from a safety perspective, but also we appreciate you taking that feedback from loopers as to what's important to them and what price points might be right for some of them. So very helpful. One of the things you mentioned during that discussion on Nevo Tracker was the SIM card, and that kind of brought up another question related to perhaps the tracker, but also to the regular app. There are portions of the loop, and particularly if people maybe are doing some offshore cruising, there are areas where they won't have cell coverage. So what happens at that point to the voyage tracking?
Sure. So the voyage tracking will continue on. So Nevo's been designed so the voyage track is recorded on the device regardless of whether there is cellular coverage or internet coverage. At that stage, and then when you come back into cellular coverage, that track is then synced up to the server and everything comes back to normal. Now, it's important to note, I guess, we talk about cellular coverage, but it's really any internet connection. If you happen to have an internet connection, a satellite connection on your boat, and are happy to use the bandwidth for that, and Nevo isn't that hungry on bandwidth, then it could be done through a cellular connection as well. But the key is the voyage, Nevo will keep the track whilst you're out of coverage. You won't be able to see other boats' locations, of course, because that's updated via the internet, and your location at that stage will also not be visible to others because we aren't receiving the location because there's no internet connection.
But no gaps in your Great Loop route when you have your reports and you're able to show the full trip. So that's good to know. Stephen, anything else that I haven't asked perhaps that's important for those listening to know about Nevo?
I think we've done a pretty good job, Kim, of talking about most of the items. I think we're really keen to involve other parts of the AGLCA community as well. And I'm thinking about perhaps your sponsors and other service providers along the loop. You know, I mentioned in a bit of a rambling fashion at the start of this talk about the geofences that we've put in place. So, you know, you could imagine cruising down the Mississippi, and as you go under a bridge or go into marina or a harbour or whatever, that there will be some service providers there that could have a message sent to the boat automatically. And I'm really not talking about crazy advertising and so forth, but if the, you know, if the skipper has said, whilst I'm cruising the loop, I would like to receive information about fuel prices, or now that I'm coming down to this section, I need to have my engine serviced. So that sort of information could be popped up into the feed in Nebo, depending on the boat's location and recommending particular suppliers and services. Now, that's really just an idea at this stage, but I think we'd be in a good place to work with you and your membership and sponsors and so forth to make that sort of thing a reality if the community wanted it.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things I've enjoyed about partnering with Nebo on this and about getting this release done so that members are shown on the map is that you, Stephen, and Nebo has been extremely forward-looking in what else can we make this do, and very receptive to our ideas, as I've said. So I appreciate that. So thank you for doing the work to show AGLCA members as such within the Nebo app, and thank you for joining me today to share the details.
Thanks very much, Kim. You're welcome.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us once again. We'll be back next week with another episode of Great Loop Radio. Until then, safe cruising.